This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 447, and today we're going to be talking about several ways to hack your brain for success. But before we get into that, we need to talk about three areas that are in the brain, affect the brain, or the brain affects it, so we understand how these hacks are going to work. The first is the RAS, or the reticular activating system. This is a really interesting part of our brain, and it filters through things that we determine are important to us. But we don't determine them consciously, but unconsciously. So our beliefs, our thoughts, anything that we have that we think is important will get into the reticular activating system. Not sure if you've ever gone through a busy airport and the loudspeaker is always calling somebody's name to pick up the white phone, to pick up the blue phone, to pick up the yellow phone, whatever it might be. And you kind of just, you dismiss it. You don't really even hear the name. But if your name comes over the loudspeaker, it doesn't even have to be for you, but if your name comes over the loudspeaker, the reticular activating system opens up and says, hey, pay attention. Your name is important. This might be for you. And so you pay attention to that. Also, if you're making, have you ever wanted to, or not wanted to, but have you ever made a decision or in the process of making a decision of buying a specific type of car? Well, once you've narrowed it down to that car, have you ever noticed how often you see that car on the road? Well, the reticular activating system says, hey, this car is important to you. I'm going to show it to you as much as possible. Up until that point, you never saw it. So the reticular activating system, and this is where we can have, depending on our beliefs, will let in things that we think are true, even if they aren't true. So the more we can condition our reticular activating system for success, seeing opportunities, seeing the good in people, seeing what is possible, the more that will come into our reality. And the interesting thing is those things are already existing out there. But if our reticular activating system is programmed not to see it, we will not see it. And this is one way where you change your reality. You create your reality. There are all these things out there. And when you change your reticular the programming of your reticular activating system, you will see those opportunities present themselves. And we could do a whole podcast on the importance and the power of your reticular activating system. The next is the release of dopamine. Have you ever noticed how when you get something, when you accomplish something, you just feel good about it? Well, that's the release of the dopamine. And that dopamine is the reward to our brain or the reward to ourselves saying, good job done. You got this done. You got this accomplished. And that is a motivator for us to keep going out and doing other things. The key is we have to realize that good feeling is there for us to go achieve more success. The more we can release that dopamine, the happier we're going to feel and the better off we're going to be. And the third is this is your memory. Now, I don't know if you've ever had a bad experience with a certain restaurant, with a certain relationship, with a certain job, with anything, but we have these maybe not favorable memories which prevent us from doing that again. Let's just say you went to a restaurant, you had a bad meal, and you're going, I'm never going to go back there again because of that bad memory. But that could be just a fluke and that restaurant could be amazing. Well, there are ways to go back into your memory and change it and reframe it so that that memory now will encourage you to go back to that restaurant and try a different meal. And so the thing is that your memories are your memories. You can do whatever you want with them. And there's a special process to do that in an NLP and hypnosis that can be done quite well. The key is, do you want to change your memory? And again, it's your memory. Right now, it's a memory. It's not existing. It's existing in a place in time where you are not at right now. So you're not in the, you're in the now. And this is the challenge with memories. Often we are not in the now, but we're sitting with that memory, reliving it over and over again. And if it's a memory that is not supportive, it's going to hold us back from success. So those are the three biggies on how we can start to hack our brain. And so the first thing is, which I love to hack your brain, is exercise and meditation. Daily exercise and meditation releases endorphins that boost creativity and help improve problem-solving skills. So if you're sedentary and you're not meditating, you're not taking time to, I'm going to say, calm down the brain, you are not tapping into all the resources that are available to you. And exercise and meditation are so, so important with it. I happen to like to meditate right when I wake up because that's when I'm the most awake. To begin meditation, many people will try it at night when they're done with the whole day. They're exhausted. They can't meditate. I fall asleep. Well, one, they do it in their bed, which the bed is for two things and two things only. And then they go when they're really tired. So wake up, get out of bed, go to a chair, go to a place where you can sit and meditate. And then I recommend exercising first thing in the morning because you have control over when your day starts. You may not have control over when your day ends, especially if you have a family, but you certainly can begin that. So my beginning ritual would be meditate in the morning, then go to the gym, and then you have this rush of endorphins. And then for the rest of the day, or the better part of the day, you have this problem, you have improved problem solving skills and creativity and other things that go along with it. Next is consuming omega-3s and healthy fats. This has been shown to help cerebral circulation. It sounds like something from X-Men, right? The cerebral, but it helps to circulate your, you know, stuff in your brain, basically. And the more we can get fluids and blood flow and oxygen and dopamine and stuff releasing in our brain, the better we're going to be able to think, the better we're going to be able to create, the better we're going to be able to make decisions. Affirmations. Have you ever heard when he says that you become what you say you are, or something to that effect? Well, that's our affirmations. And whether you call it an affirmation or this truth or storytelling, whatever it is, it could be just called self-talk. But the more, and it's been proven through many different researches, including Sean Akers has a book out, Authentic Happiness, or The Happiness Advantage, talks about saying positive things to yourself. Not to say a lie, but find the positive in those aspects and in yourself and repeat them. And you make it clear and you mean it. And your subconscious mind will eventually get to that. Well, it will sink into it. So it's precision, precise affirmations. And the more you repeat them with feeling, with intensity, with belief, the more they're going to sink into your subconscious mind. The other thing, another one more thing, is to determine what your chief aim, what your main goal is for the day. So what I usually ask clients is, what's the one thing that you could get accomplished today that would make this an outstanding day? And you ask yourself that first thing in the morning, after you meditate, after you exercise, and then you keep asking yourself or keep saying, am I accomplishing my task? Am I accomplishing my task? Because if we know what, so here's the thing. This is the release of the dopamine, right? If we have a task that we want to get done and we know if we get it done, it'll make it a stellar day. Well, that will release the dopamine. So we need to keep reminding ourselves regularly that this is the task that we want to get accomplished today. How many times have you gone through a day, start out, oh, I need to get this done, this done, this done. You get to work or get sidetracked and you get two of those three, maybe one of those three or zero of them done because you got sidetracked. Oh, I forgot. Well, this is where you keep repeating it to yourself like a mantra on what your chief aim is going to be for that day. Next is get enough sleep. Many people feel that they can function on 4 to 6 hours of sleep. You may be able to function, but you're not at a level of peak performance. You're just getting by. Enough sleep, I would say 6.5 to 8 hours a night is going to set you up for great success. It allows you to go through a couple of cycles of REM. It allows you to release your growth hormones. Sleep is important. It is a recovery for your body. It's a natural process. And if we tend to short circuit it, then we're not going to be at our best. And there's many, many studies about that, about the effects of functioning on 4 hours of sleep after a couple of 3 days is the same as functioning under 3 or 4 drinks of alcohol. Your decision-making skills go down. Your problem-solving skills go down. So this 6.5 to 8 hour sleep is essential. Now, I was talking to a client recently, and they have a sleep monitor watch. And the thing is that I don't particularly like them because what everybody looks at is how much sleep they didn't get. Oh, I only got 4.5 hours. I only got 6.5 hours. Our goal is to get 6.5 to 8 hours. But if we constantly focus on how much we're not getting, our sleep will get more and more disturbed. And so what we want to be able to do is just wake up presuming we got 8 hours of sleep. Not look at the time when we went to sleep, but we have an alarm or something to wake us up. And every morning we wake up, we want to wake up with the presumption that we got our 6.5 to 8 hours worth of sleep and not even monitor it and just presume it. And eventually you will get that. So 15 minutes a day. What I'm encouraging you to do is take 15 minutes to a day and acquire some sort of a new skill. I mean, it's 15 minutes. You're not going to become a master at it. But when you learn something new, that's when that dopamine gets released again, and we have a reward for it. So we want to be able to learn something new. And it could be something silly. It could be, you know, a crossword puzzle. It could be Sudoku. It could be how to install a different software, how to change the fonts on your Word document, whatever it might be. But just take 15 minutes a day and but learn something new, a new skill, a new talent. And it may seem like you can't do a lot in 15 minutes, but there is a ton of stuff you can do in 15 minutes. And again, it's just learning something new. It may learn how to do something on one of your audio programs, whatever it might be. Just go ahead and start to take 15 minutes, just 15 minutes, and learn something new. And then one of the bigger ones is remove yourself from any negative and stressful environments. Yeah, right. How am I going to do that? Well, at work, so the stress and negative environments may be there if we keep looking for them. So here's the double edge on this one is if our reticular activating system says that I work in a negative environment at work, it's going to only allow the negative effects enter our awareness. We will not see any of the positive effects. So part of removing yourself from it is, one, you can physically remove yourself from it if it's just getting so bad. But two, you can remove the beliefs about that environment. That will take a little bit longer than getting up and walking away. And this goes for, you know, hanging around with friends who are complaining all the time. You don't have to be there. This is removing yourself from watching the news, which is negative. There are things that are in your control that you can allow into your awareness or not. When you are not in control, we have to be careful that we don't develop a belief that work sucks, it's always a negative place, or my partner sucks, they're always negative, because that is the only thing that will get through our filters, and we're just going to believe it because that's the only thing that gets through. If, however, we cannot remove ourselves physically from the environment, we need to do an absolute really great job of reconditioning our reticular activating system and finding the benefits or the positives in there. And this is not making up stuff. This is actually looking for good things. So let's just say your boss is less than favorable to you, but they dress well. You go, wow, they really have a great sense of fashion and style. Well, that would be a positive, if you will. And so when we can find those glimmers in a situation, we're able to shift our reticular activating system. And then the biggest way, the biggest way to hack your brain for success is mental rehearsal. Some people call it visualization. I like to call it mental rehearsal because it needs to be full sensory, sight, sound, smell, kinesthetics, all of it. And when you can mentally rehearse what you want to have accomplished or what you want in your life, in that day, in the conversation, and you keep doing it with feeling and emotions, there is a very, 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 very good possibility that that will manifest. Obviously, if you're visualizing a communication with somebody else, you cannot control that person, but you can visualize, mentally rehearse how calm you want to be, the correct words that you want to say, getting your point across. And yes, I would mentally rehearse the person agreeing or not getting upset, or, you know, the result that you want from that person. I would mentally rehearse that for sure. And then when you have that conversation, you have to kind of release that outcome, because the only thing that you can affect is yourself. But you want to see, mentally rehearse yourself successfully completing that task that you want to be accomplished. So there you go. Those are some of the great ways to hack your brain for success. Again, I know I've mentioned it many times, but if you'd like me to cover a specific topic more deeply on this, please let me know. And I would encourage you to go to where this podcast is hosted, warriormindcoach.com/blog. Take a look at these several ways of hacking your brain. Pick one and go through it for the week, and then pick the other one and move on from there. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.